Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Casey's General Stores. And today we're going to hear from late model driver Mike Balkin. We're also going to hear from Josh from Rhino Egg, Chris Steppen about the Minnesota Mod Nationals, and a little more from our old friend Speed at Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings, right after a few words from our sponsors.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers car care products. Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to automotive enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers car care products distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
Why drive out of town to get what you need for your truck? Hey, this is Rich at Auto Trim Design of Owatonna. We're an authorized WeatherTech dealer. From laser-measured floor mats to mud flaps to vent visors, we can keep your truck or car clean and dirt-free inside and out. We have over 30 years of experience in the truck accessory business. I invite you to stop by and see what we can do for you. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
Lou Fagers Racing in Delano, Minnesota is this area's authorized Rocket and Shaw Chassis Repair Shop, offering a full-service online store at FaggersRacing.com. Log on and join our email for updated newsletters and check out the LFRE Superstock, Modified, and Late Model Chassis, including all the IMCA and Wasota parts you need. Lou Faggers Racing has decades of experience in making fast drivers even faster. See them online at FaggersRacing.com or give them a call at 800-328-3618 and they'll get the parts you need. Compliments of Lightning Lou.
Since 1972, we the Misgan family have been providing this region with used parts for all years of vehicles and recycling services. Misgan Auto Parts recycles smashed, rusty, worn-out cars, trucks, and ag equipment. We provide a U-Pull lot Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 2 here at our Ellendale location. And we stock thousands of parts, or we'll pull them for you for pickup. We have exciting new news. We bought a second salvage yard with vintage cars and trucks from the 30s to the 70s. This lot is located just north of Gordonsville or just south of Glenville, Minnesota. To contact Misgan Auto Parts, call 507-684-2100. Or if you want to get a hold of the second salvage yard with all the vintage and antique parts, call 507-383-1802 and Steve will be glad to help you out. Or you can see us at Misgan.com.
This market creates Ford on Highway 218, Blooming Prairie. We have a very nice inventory of new Fords on the ground, and Ford is offering great programs, and Craig Ford is discounting, so that means attractive pricing for you. Small store, good service, and competitive pricing all works in your favor. And our used lot is full of very nice trades and program cars, so stop in at Craig Ford today for any vehicle line. That's at Craig Ford on Highway 218 Blooming Prairie, your service-minded dealer.
Our business philosophy at the Owatonna Auto Clinic is simple. Honest work at an honest price. Hi, this is Ashley. We know there are many choices when it comes to choosing a place to maintain your vehicles. That's why, here at the Owatonna Auto Clinic, we treat people how we want to be treated. We give you an honest answer on what needs to be fixed, a fair quote on parts and labor, and a smile and a handshake, and a hope we see you the next time when you leave. Find out why people you know already go to Owatonna Auto Clinic. Call 414-AUTO today.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil, VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by late model driver Mike Balkin. And Mike, explain the relationship between the Balkins and the Kennedys and how all of your racing families are related.
Well, pretty simple, really. My wife is a Kennedy, Lou Jr.'s sister, and of course my father-in-law is Luke Kennedy Sr., and my nephew is that's the current racer, is Thomas. So they're he's my nephew. And basically, crazy part is I met my wife in Fargo at a World of Outlaws show back many years ago, and I guess my wife and I just celebrated our 26th wedding anniversary here not that long ago, so things have been pretty good. Great family to be involved with, and obviously people that love racing. And my wife's sister Laura, she also married a fellow competitor of mine, Troy Olson, out of Fargo area. So there's a lot of racing heritage and history in our family, that's for sure. Pretty cool bunch of people.
That is for sure. And with all the victories in those racing names, you must need a storage locker for the trophies.
Well, there's a few that have been accumulated over time, and but more importantly, the stories and the laughs and the neat group. But we're all very supportive of each other, and it's neat to see everybody as we all transition through our, as we're getting older, some are retiring, and our younger lads are coming up, and ladies are racing. So definitely the legacy is going to continue on in, within this family because of the younger group still showing interest for the sport that we all enjoy.
What was your first exposure personally to racing, and how did you get your start?
I was a kid, basically used to go to the Speedway here in Winnipeg Speedway, back when it opened in the early 70s. My dad used to take me there and just fell in love with it as a fan watching it. We used to build go-karts out of wood and stuff at home in the yard, and when I turned 10, one that my dad had kind of built me, we took to a local race just north of the city here about an hour and raced it, and realized that wasn't what we needed to have to be competitive. So delivering two different paper routes at that time and saved up my money and bought myself my first go-kart when I was 10 and started go-kart racing at 10 and really traveled all over Western Canada racing go-karts until I was 15. And then I was already heavily involved with a couple of racers that were running out at the dirt track back when I was in my early teens, and just obviously bought one of the cars from one of those competitors and got involved racing when I was 16. And I guess I really haven't grown up yet.
Mike, you are over 50 now, just like myself, and it doesn't seem like you are slowing down at all. When you look at guys like Sammy Swindell, Scott Blomquist, Kenny Schrader, age really isn't a factor anymore.
Well, I think it is, and it is, and it's kind of weird because you're a little more educated in everything you're doing, so you're a little more methodical when you're preparing something or looking at purchasing something and doing your work on it. But you also know that you haven't got the energy you used to have to work on them, so you don't want to take those chances when you're on the racetrack to tear stuff up because you'd rather get a spot or two back that night just to know you're not going to have to work on it. And I think that just comes with time. But I've noticed in the last year or so, I find it more mentally and physically harder to do, where those are just things when you're younger that are second nature when you hop in a race car. But I still enjoy most aspects of it. I enjoy the fabrication. I enjoy the technology side of it. I really enjoy the people involved with it. I enjoy working on it. I don't enjoy working on it under pressure, and I don't enjoy paying for things. But unfortunately, those two pieces of the puzzle are part of the racing in this day and age. But something that, you know, I've done I was a young kid, and it still turns me on. So we'll probably keep working away until it doesn't become fun or we're not competitive.
I seen a video of a bad wreck you had last season, and you only get to see the very end of it. What happened to cause that wreck, and that one had to hurt for a few days?
Well, it was just kind of one of them nights where there was rain earlier in the week, and we actually ran the heat race. The track had kind of slipped off a little bit, and we were pretty competitive in the heat race. And between the heat and the feature, generally the track gets slicker, but in this case, they ran a school bus deal at the intermission, and it just pushed all the moisture that was in the racetrack right to the top. And when we went out on the track had gotten real heavy. Our setup on the car wasn't set for that situation, and I knew I was going to be in trouble. And we just kind of bided our time to get to the end of the race and still have something left. And the track just got rougher and choppier, and I just basically was like a sprint car deal. The car kind of bicycled, nothing broke, and the right front nose caught the racetrack and just violently destroyed that car. And I was fortunate, lost my helmet in the collision, and it wasn't that fun of a tip over. I've had a few wrecks in my day, and that was definitely not one of my my most enjoyable. And it destroyed the car, and it took some of the fun out of it, that's for sure. But as long as we've been doing this, as many times we race, the law of averages is going to catch up with you. And it was just my time. It's just an unfortunate situation that happened, but it did.
After a bad night on the track like that one, you came right back with a victory. As a veteran driver, what advice do you have for the younger drivers when they have a rough outing like that?
You know what, it's I'd say this would go for anything that a person would do in their life, whether it be a relationship or a sporting event or a business dealing, that as soon as something bad happens, you got to get right back on the horse and ride it. And I have always said I had to get back in it and kick it in the ass and keep going again. And the longer time you have to think about what happened or think about how it could have prevented it or whatever, it just puts doubt, and you're better off just to get in it and get going again and just put it behind you. So the sooner I could get in the car and the quicker I could put it behind us and move on, and that's what we did. And nobody's ever going to guarantee a victory the following night out in your next ride, but it happened to work out that way. And it was a good story ending, a book ending story, as they say, or whatever, but it was done through a huge bunch of people. We had a great team together and sponsors, and we were able to get everything together in a short amount of time, and it just eliminates any doubt. Get back in it, get going, and don't look back.
Mike, you have over 200 feature wins, 46 track or series championships. What other goals do you want to accomplish, or what races do you want to win yet in your career?
you know, the championship things have all just kind of come because we've raced a lot and we've been competitive and finished races. And generally, if you're competitive and you're finishing races in the top five, championships kind of come your way. And we've been fortunate to get some along the way that way. And I'm okay if we don't win another championship. It's a lot of desire to make it to every race and do that. I probably see us not really going for any more championships or anything anymore. But I would prefer probably now if I could win a couple of more bigger races that have eluded us. One of the biggest ones that I've been trying to win that I haven't even been close is the John Sykes Memorial Race, where we really want to win that race. And coming up to it, we think we got a good chance. And I just haven't really even been close for the last 10 years of that race. And that's something we obviously want to work at. We've been fortunate enough to win a lot of other different specials, different tracks throughout the Midwest here, and I'm proud of that. But I would really like to be, if not at least competitive, at the Sykes race that I'd love to win it.
A comment you made was, 2016, you finished 7th in Wasota National Points and won the Canadian Wasota Late Model Championship and said it was a so-so year. How is 2017 going compared to 2016?
Well, we've only raced once this last weekend, and it was opening night. It didn't start off very good. People know that when I run River City Speedway, I usually like the bottom, and I was on the bottom, and they kind of reshaped the berm there, and I caught the berm in the heat race and bent up the nose. And so we didn't get to finish the heat race, and we started 15th in the feature and made it up to 6th. And we had some other little issues with the car that hopefully are just gremlins that we can get through. And I'm optimistic. We're very well prepared, which is a big part of your confidence program for your year. We got a great crew, a great bunch of guys working with the team. We still have our sponsors back in, Brothers and Stilmac, TriStar Traffic. We just got a lot of support from good sponsors. Our Scott Bailey engine has been running great, and the people at Black Diamond Chassis have been working with us pretty closely. So I'm very optimistic that we're going to have a real strong year. I wasn't very happy with the way last year was, and I thought we came out of the box pretty good until about mid-season, and we were very competitive, and then we just had some issues that, you know, kind of got in our way throughout halfway through the year. And we weren't as competitive as I was hoping we would be, and we worked harder and got the car better at the end of the year. And so it was a little up and down, and normally we've been more consistent over the past several years on our finishes and stuff. So I wasn't totally pleased with last year, but I also do got to understand that I'm not getting younger, and you got to be happy that you're still somewhat competitive and look at it that way as well.
You've had many victories at River City Speedway. What does that track mean to you and your family?
Well, I've been racing there for close to 35 years. Other than my local track, it's pretty much been my home track. And we've had a lot of fun there, a lot of good times. The people at the facility really have shown a lot of respect to our team and treated us very well over the years. A lot of the racers that are there, the Max and the people that are running that place, they're old racers. And they know what it takes to look after a racer, make a racer feel appreciated, and really make a guy, I don't know, it's just a really good place to go to. And all their personnel that work the facility, they're all just really nice people. And I just find some of these racetracks now are just so promoter-driven, and they're so hungry to get the money out of your pocket and make the show move along, they forgot about the racer. And I think River City Speedway, that group of managing partners there, have really worked hard in getting the entire group showing the racers respect and trying to work with them in the best way. And there's a lot of promoters out there that could learn something from how they operate.
Are you strictly running the NLRA series this year, or are you going to get out and run some of the other major events?
You know what? Right now our plan is to just run the NLRA series. My daughter's involved in racing as well, and it's important to be a part of what she's doing. And I've had my days of racing lots, and as we discussed earlier, I'm not getting younger, so we're just kind of see how it goes. My wife loves racing. She gets it. She loves to go, but she also, it wouldn't bother her or upset her if we did a couple other things other than just racing. So our plan is to run the entire NLRA. We'll do limited racing at River City and at our home track in Winnipeg, and we'll move around here and there a little bit, but we'll just kind of see how it goes and see, you know, obviously being competitive matters, and, you know, and the work ethic and what everybody wants to do, but we're going to head out there and trying to have a good, enjoyable season of racing and enjoy ourselves. And this sport takes a lot of work, a lot of energy, and a lot of money, so everything's got to have a balance at the end of the day.
Speaking of your daughter, Amber, I had her on the show last year. What a great lady with a great marketing head on her shoulder and a great future in the sport of racing.
Yeah, her mom and I are very proud of her. She's done a great job. She's trying to embark in something that's very, very tough to do and almost impossible. And she's already really accomplished some pretty neat things already, and she's done some amazing things already. And I've complimented to many of my friends over the time. My wife and I have been watching a pretty cool movie, and we've just been kind of with our daughter starring in it. We've been, you know, enjoy the movie so far, and we're looking to see what happens next with her, because she's definitely a good businesswoman, and she's a determined person and a great race car driver. I'm excited to see what happens and be along to support her on whatever she does next.
Mike, you've raced from Canada to the Dakotas, Minnesota to Arizona. What are the most memorable tracks that you've ever attended?
Oh, God, there's been a lot of good stories over the years. It's been a lot of fun. Back in the, the late 90s, early 2000s, you know, when John Sykes was alive, and we had some good battles, some good friendly rivalries back in those days, and that was lots of fun. And there's been some good racing down in Arizona. I've had some great memories in Louisiana when we've raced in Louisiana and Texas over Texas Motor Speedway and met some great friends out that way. And I can't really say there's been any that have stood out more than others, but just a lot of good people along the way. And other than the Northeast, just about any state in the U.S. where I could stop and phone somebody and say, hey, do you want to go for lunch or do you want to hang out? We could do that. So it just shows the friendships that you've built over the years, and that's what keeps us going. And the racing people are a great bunch of people and a great community, and also a very supportive community as well. And it's an encouraging thing to be around and a fun thing to do.
In 2013, you had a massive heart attack. You look like a very healthy guy. How has that incident changed your outlook on life?
Well, it definitely changed it because I wasn't, after the fact, the doctors said you're not diabetic, you're not overweight, you know, there's no history of heart disease in your family. But basically, the four or five big hot buttons that would promote a heart attack, I wasn't a candidate for those, but for whatever reason, I had 100% blockage in one and 90 in the other, and my wife got me there at the nick of time, and that was the weekend I had planned a couple of different racing trips, and for whatever reason, I chose to stay home, and I had that heartburn and wasn't feeling right, and there are definitely early signs that I ignored. So if anybody is ever thinking they might have something going wrong, bypass whatever you're thinking. Get to see my daughter race, and spend some awesome quality time with my wife. Her and I vacation quite a bit, and we really enjoy our time together, so I would have missed all that had I not gotten lucky. So lucky I'm still going. I am looking after my health a little better, not as good as I should be, and that's something I need to work on, and that's a part of the process.
Mike, you've also been here to Owatonna and raced on the half mile at the Steele County Fairgrounds. What do you remember about that track?
I remember that was a lot of fun. It was high speed. It was a long time ago. I know that had a good battle with, I think it was Steve Larson and Joe Kreiderman, and this was a long time ago, but we were decently competitive. We didn't win, but we had some fun and been to some really memorable half miles. I ran Knoxville, really enjoyed Knoxville, but I don't think anything is faster, has more speed than Manzanita, and just outside of Phoenix, that was a real neat place to race, and probably one of the quickest tracks I've been on. When I remember coming out of corner two, when you can barely see corner three, when you come out of two, you know you got to hell of a long straightaway there, but we enjoyed racing there, and I enjoy the half miles, and I enjoy the bowl rings too, like River Cities and little tracks like that. So we've been fortunate to run on a lot of different surfaces and track conditions and stuff like that. And I know a lot of times when you're standing at the fence watching your competitors race, you go, man, those guys are going fast. But when you're in the car doing it yourself, it doesn't feel like that. So that part of it's always amazed me, and I guess keeps me coming back.
You also even spent some time in sprint cars. When was that, and how did you do?
We ran sprint cars from 95 to 2000. I drove my own car for 95 and 96, and then I drove for John Steingram for the remainder of the years. And, you know, at that point, we were just looking for a different challenge, and they had dropped late models at our local track and started running sprint cars, and I'm glad I did it. It was fun. I have no desire to hop in one again or do it again, but it was cool, and we did it and learned a lot from it. There again, had some great sponsors and some good help with the car and made some good memories and some good friendships along the way, but no desire to hop in a sprint car again at all.
Where can fans see the number 10 late model of Mike Balkan racing in the next couple of weeks?
Most likely, we're going to be a little less light in May here. We're going to run probably River City Speedway just on Friday night. In a couple of weeks, we got Little Louie, Luke Kennedy Jr.'s son, is getting married, and we got to attend that wedding, and we're going to have a good family weekend that particular weekend, so we won't be doing any racing that weekend. But we'll probably start hitting it a little harder come June, July, but we'll most likely just be at the River City Speedway and Grand Forks over the next few Fridays.
Mike, I appreciate your time, and thank you so much for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
KEFCO Racing specializes in oil pans for Chevrolet, Ford, Mopar, Circle Track, Road Race, and Street and Strip. Made in the USA by Racers for Racers. KEFCO Racing, valve covers, evac canister kits, access panels for race cars, along with a full line of trailer and garage accessories. See KEFCO Racing's full line of products at their brand new website, KEFCORacing.com. And if you don't see it, it doesn't mean KEFCO Racing can't build it. Make American manufacturing grow. To KEFCO Racing, you should go.
built by racers you all know. See KevcoRacing.com or call them toll-free 1-800-770-3557. That's 1-800-770-3557.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is proud to announce for the 2017 Sprint Car season that our newest exhibit will be our salute to champion Sammy Swindell, running in our museum from June 1st through October 1st. Stop in and view six of Sammy Swindell's winning sprint cars that Sammy drove during his illustrious career and his 1983 Chili Bowl winning midget race car. Plus, we'll have an exclusive interview with Sammy Swindell and award-winning editor Bones Bossier on video inside the Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell exhibit that you can only see inside the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. Also, our Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell t-shirts and posters will be available starting June 1st. And don't forget to mark your racing calendars for Saturday, June 3rd, when the 28th annual National Sprint Car Hall of Fame induction banquet will be held right here in Knoxville at Dyer Hudson Hall, and the USAC Sprint Cars return to Knoxville Raceway that same Saturday night, July 3rd. That's our Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell exhibit, June 1st through October 1st at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, and the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum induction banquet and USAC Sprint Cars Saturday night, June 3rd. In Knoxville.
Fast Shafts has been producing drive shafts for late models, modifieds, dirt trucks, and hobby stocks since 1992. Fast Shafts, the official drive shaft for the USMTS and USRA, and title sponsors for the IMCA Fast Shafts All-Star Race and IMCA Super Nationals, support the sport of circle track racing throughout the U.S. To get the power from your motor to your tires, run with a proven winner today. Call Fast Shafts made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
Are you sick of trying to sell your car? Hi, this is Ken Snow from Snow's Classic. Avoid all those hassles involved with selling your own car and let Snow's Classic sell it for you. Located right across from Cabela's on I-35, your vehicle gets over 300,000 views monthly, and our highly rated website is visited worldwide. Cars are selling fast, and our inventory is running low. Whether you're selling a vintage car or a late model car, contact us at Snow's Classics today at 214-3554 and sell your vehicle the hassle-free way.
If you're like me, you hate when your outdoor gas-powered equipment won't start. What I've learned is that most of these breakdowns are caused by ethanol and street gas, which eats up the fuel system, and warranties don't cover fuel-related repairs. Well, the experts at VP Racing Fuels developed a solution called VP Small Engine Fuel. It's an unleaded fuel blend with no ethanol, so it prevents those problems. The unleaded fuel is perfect for four-cycle engines, like lawnmowers or generators, and for two-cycle equipment like chainsaws and trimmers. VP's fuel is pre-mixed with oil. That means no measuring or mixing. Just pour it in and start it up. You'll find VP Small Engine Fuel, or SEF, in quart size and 1 gallon containers for smaller tools, and 5 gallon pails for larger equipment. Try VP Small Engine Fuel, available at the Home Depot, or visit vpsef.com. That's vp-sef.com for more information. VPSEF is for use in small engines only and may not be used in motor vehicles.
Welcome back to our sponsor segment here on the Dirt Show, and I am talking to Josh Krollinger with Rhino Ag. And right now you're out on the West Coast driving in LA traffic, and I tell you what, a lot of people here in the Midwest will never have the experience to have as much fun as you're having right now, Josh.
Yeah, it's an enjoyable experience. I wish everybody could get to see the millions of people driving in one direction and have no idea where they're going.
And you said you already had the chance to witness two accidents this morning, so starting out to be a good day out in L.A.
It's very exciting so far. You're correct.
When I think of Rhino, I think of rugged, tough products that when you purchase them are going to last and last. And Rhino has been built since 1930. And make some outstanding products.
Yes, sir. We started out building blades in 1930, and even today we're building some of the same blades we built back then. Obviously a little different design or a little different type of steel that goes into them, but when we build something, we're not looking at just building something to fill a niche in the market. We're looking to build something that will last for that niche, for that farmer or end user, for a lifetime.
I first learned about Rhino Ag products when I was watching MAV TV over the winter and spotted a Rhino Ag ad, and you are a primary sponsor of the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series and also Steve Francis. You also sponsor a Pro Pulling League. Rhino Ag is really involved in what's going on out in rural America, racing, tractor pulling, because those are the people that are going to use your products.
Yes, sir. We're very excited to become a part of Team Lucas. When we started this a year ago, the opportunity was brought to us, and it was something we couldn't pass up. I mean, when you walk into Central Midwest and you start going farm to farm, you realize real quick, obviously, tractors are in these people's heritage, and a lot of them are building something for a tractor pull. And then the next barn you walk into, there sets a dirt race car. And it's like, these are the guys that are out here needing our product, using our product, but yet they've got these great pastimes that they're a part of. And for us to be able to sponsor that and be with them was a great opportunity, and we just couldn't see passing it up.
All of your Rhino Ag implements are built for rural lifestyle folks, whether you own a 1.5 to 5 acre homestead on the edge of town all the way up to farmers with thousands of acres. And they are built by farmers right in your Gibson City, Illinois plant.
That is correct. It's amazing to see the employees that we have internal that are designing these products, that are building these products, are actually the guys that are taking them home, and they're utilizing them because they live on farms. They grew up on farms. So it's great to have the mentality of those people inside working on these designs and working on these products that understand its use and abuse once it gets out into the field. So having that is a great connection for the end user because the farmers interior are the ones building them as well.
Josh, that is a really good point, because when you have people building them that know how they're going to be used and abused out in the field and how they need to build these things to last, that is really great on the consumer end when you're buying these products, knowing that they also have Lucas Oil product inside of them to protect them.
Absolutely. It gives them an opportunity to know that the biggest name in the motorsports industry out there right now feels compelled enough to allow us to partner up with them, not only to promote them, but to promote us, and then to take two great products and marry them together and know that you're getting the toughest built product out there, and it's being lubricated with the best stuff in the industry.
Rotary cutters, hay equipment, rear blades, construction, and landscape equipment. If you have a tough task to accomplish, Rhino Ag has the equipment to tackle the job.
That's correct. We are doing our best to find all the products out there necessary to take care of the rural lifestyle guy's needs, and therefore we've got a vast product line, and we've got it from the smallest implement and the smallest tractor out there all the way to the largest tractor.
I scroll through your website and I see all of these products and I think, this construction company could use this, this landscape company could use this. Your hedgerow trimmer, I can't believe that you can take a tractor and lift that up and trim trees back along a field road if you need to get bigger equipment through. People really need to check out this website to see these products.
Yeah, there's a lot out there. I mean, you look at the rural lifestyle, and it doesn't just include farmers. I mean, farmers are obviously one of our biggest focus because they're in the most need for a lot of the products we build. But you can get into the cities, you can get into the small towns, even the guy that's got 5 acres, we have a whole list of equipment for him to the guy that owns a construction company. We got something to fit everybody's needs.
What's also nice about your website is the YouTube videos. It's kind of like trying it before you buy it. You can see how it's used and decide if that's something that you could use on your property.
Yes, and we're expanding that every day. As we build new products, we innovate new products, we realize that there's a great need for the customers to get exactly that, because you can walk onto a lot and you can look at this product at a dealership, but you don't really get an understanding of its true use and its capabilities until you can see it. So we're building YouTube videos. We're going to expand on that even more and try to get very soon all of our products through that, so that everybody has an opportunity not only to go to the dealer's lot, like I said, and take a look at it, but go online, look at a video, and see how these products are actually utilized.
Josh, we're very excited here in southern Minnesota. Rhino Ag will be at Deer Creek Speedway on Saturday, May 20th. The Lucas Oil Late Model Series will be here in Minnesota for the first time, and a lot of fans have tickets already, are heading down to watch that event, and we're looking forward to seeing that Rhino Ag-sponsored event right here in our state.
Well, we're very lucky and very humble to be a part of this, and we're glad to come into Minnesota and the many states that we travel into and be able to showcase our product, Lucas Oil, how we can work as a team, and hopefully those people will have a moment to stop by the booth and take a look at some of the products that we're bringing down there.
Wherever you're listening to this interview, Rhino Ag has dealers all over the nation, about 1,400 of them, and if you want to find your closest Rhino Ag dealer, how can they do that, Josh?
If you go to www.rhinoag.com, and there's a dealer locator link that's on there. All you have to do is click on that, put in your local zip code, and it will give you a list of dealers within a set radius around that zip code for you to choose one of those dealers to go check out our products.
Josh, I appreciate everything Rhino Ag does for racing and pulling. Can't wait to have you guys in the state of Minnesota on May 20th. Good luck driving out in that LA rush hour traffic. That's got to be an experience.
Well, we appreciate everything you're doing for us as well. We appreciate being a part of Team Lucas, and we just hope that people will have an opportunity to come check us out and look at our products, and hopefully we have something that'll fit their needs. Otherwise, I hope everybody enjoys the race and look forward to talking to you guys again soon.
We will talk to you again this fall, Josh, about some products to take care of everything before winter hits here in Minnesota, and thanks for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
DuraDock strength and durability withstand the water and elements 24 hours a day. DuraDock's all-aluminum welded construction, stainless steel fasteners, and non-slip surface that stays cool even in the hottest weather. It might just outlast your water skiing days. Whatever you need, roll-ins, floaters, or sectionals, DuraDock has got you covered. And best of all, no tools are needed for installation, which leaves you more time to enjoy the lake. Contact Tony today at 641-529-0698 for standard or custom sizes. The last dock you will ever need to purchase. DuraDock.
Big boys with the big toys. Dale Enterprises. We got the right stuff to get the job done. We can get it done fast, we can get it done right.
We're not messing around with those busy toys.
Fire them up, let the horses run. The big boys with the big toys. Dale Enterprises.
Rhino Ag believes in building products with quality from the inside out. We start by hiring farmers to work in manufacturing building products for farmers. They know the best about the day-to-day demands the farmer expects. Then every Rhino product is factory filled with Lucas Oil to make sure every part on a Rhino is quality from the inside out. For a dealer near you, visit rhinoag.com.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact, Arrow Racing Wheels can be seen on the dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact, Arrow Racing Wheels has become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact, the Arrow 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy, NASCAR, Xfinity, and Camping World Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winner, see arrowracingwheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Galloping through a sea of yellow, slashing, spraying, cutting, can't keep this up much longer.
Hey, wake up! You're dreaming about our dandelion problem again.
What?
Just call Wolf and Sons, and they'll take care of our dandelion problem. 455-3524.
455-3524.
Wolf and Sons, the dandelion assassins.
Yeah.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Chris Steppen, and we are talking about the Minnesota Modified Nationals, May 27th and 28th at Ogilvie Raceway, and this event has been the largest paying Wasota Modified event in history. What can fans expect for car count and big-name drivers?
This is our first event at Ogilvie. We've moved this event from Alexandria, where it's been in the past. So it's kind of wide open this year to see how many cars and who shows up, but I would expect 60 or so modified drivers to be there, you know, potentially more, but 60 is a good round number. We certainly should have all of the biggest and best names in Wasota Modified Racing here for the weekend, that's for sure.
Chris, I know you can attest to this. Ogilvie Raceway is a beautiful facility. It's very easy to get to. There is a lot of grassy area for parking, and they also have a huge building with the concession stand, the bar, everything is inside, so you can actually sit down at a table and eat. It's just an outstanding facility all the way around for fans and drivers alike.
Yeah, it really is. You know, they did a great job when they built it, and they're certainly continuing some upgrades and improvements every single year. The fan experience at these events is very important. You know, we obviously want to put on a great race and want the fans to see a great race. But we also want the fans to make sure they're comfortable, they feel like they're at home, they've got all the amenities that they could want, you know, indoor bathrooms and a great indoor restaurant area. There's VIP suites that people can rent for the weekend. The campground is attached. The campground's got a building with showers and things for the fans, tailgating areas. We've got a lot of really cool things planned for the weekend.
And Chris, you can't put on an event of this magnitude without some great sponsors on board. And you also have some extra cash up if they're running particular sponsored stickers or if they win the passing points.
Yeah, we do. You know, this year, for the first time ever, Weir's Machine is our title sponsor. And Chad Weir's and I have worked together for a long, long time. He's been a great supporter of auto racing all across the country for years. So I'm thrilled that they are on board as the title sponsor for this year. So we're excited to have them. We've got some great, great marketing partners. Minnesota Truck Headquarters is a brand new one to us this year. Envision Co-op is a new one to us this year. Fulton Brewery, which is a Minneapolis-based brewery, is a brand new sponsor to us this year. We've got some great returners as well. Garbrick Trucking, Anderson's Pure Maple Syrup, Winkler Canvas, a company out of Canada, has come on board this year, which is awesome. Schill Construction, Mesilla Valley Transportation. We've got a brand new, another one, ServPro, which is a disaster restoration company, ThermoSeal Insulation, Collins Brothers Towing from right here in St. Cloud. Collins Brothers is doing a championship bonus, so there's a $500 bonus to whoever wins the Mod Nationals if they've got Collins Brothers stickers on their car. Premier Real Estate, CoreyOberg.com, is doing a poll award, so there's a $250 cash award to whoever wins the passing points. And then we've got some great local sponsors, Foot and Ankle Clinics, the Pizza Pub, AJ's Complete Automotive, St. Cloud Auto Wrecking, Chubb's Performance, and Clean Renewable Ethanol. They've all come on board to offer bonuses to the support divisions. So it's not just a modified race. The Midwest Mods, the Street Stocks, and the Mod 4s will be racing for a bunch of extra money as well.
Chris, and if that winner of the main feature happens to have that Collin Brothers sticker on their car, they're not only going to walk away with a $12,000 purse, an extra $500. So $12,500 to the winner of that feature.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It will be the largest Wissota modified payout ever. Last year, we, of course, rained out, which was no good, but we were trying to pay $12,000 last year, so we just rolled it over this year, and it'll be $12,000, and then you're right, if they've got those Collins Brothers stickers, it'll be a $12,500 payday for somebody.
And when you think about it, what a great way to spend your Memorial Day weekend, 2 days at the same place, so you don't have to get out on the roads and drive in that traffic. If you want to bring your camper up and camp somewhere in the area or get a hotel, you know where you're going to be for the weekend and you don't have to worry about what's going on the highway.
Yeah, that's a big thing. You know, we want to make sure that these events are not just races, but they're weekend events. So we encourage the families to bring the kids, bring the camper. The Super 8 in Malacca is our host hotel. They've got discounted rates for people if you want to get a hotel and not bring a camper. But we would love for you to come camp right next door or grab a hotel, hang out for the weekend. Like we said, we've got some fun things planned during the day. One of our sponsors, the Pizza Pub, is offering some pizza buffets each day. Some different things where you can come just hang out with us at the racetrack all weekend and have a great time.
Chris, if they'd like to find out more on this event, directions to the track, or any other information, how can they do that?
Yeah, pretty simple. They can go to www.fyemotorsports.com and then just click on the Mod Nationals logo, or they can go to ogilvyraceway.com and click on events, and you can find out anything you want to know. The flyer is right on the main page of the website. Otherwise, you can certainly go to our FYE Facebook page or things like that. There's information everywhere for you to find.
Chris, thanks for being with us here on the Dirt Show, and thanks for all the effort in putting this great event together.
Well, you bet. Thanks for having me.
Why is 2016 USAC Midget National Champion Tanner Thorson using Walker Performance Filtration Products?
I'm using Walker Filtration Products because they are the best of the best. When you clean your nozzles on a sprint car motor, they used to be filled up with dirt. Now they're clean like a whistle. All the best of the best guys are running them now. All the best of the best motor builders are starting to put them on their motors. My relationship with Ben Walker is pretty strong. My crew chief on the sprint car out in California got us hooked together, and I've had his product from that day on and gets there when I need it. And he's really reliable. His product is really awesome. It's always quality. I just run them because they're the best filter out there.
See WalkerPerformanceFiltration.com or call them at 818-252-7788.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packaging when it comes to shipping your business products? Hi, this is Ryan. Here at Foamcraft Packaging, we provide a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call toll-free 1-844-655-2365. That's 844-655-2365.
After many years working on and repairing large commercial vehicles, Rod French opened his own welding, repair, and fabrication shop. For the past 15 years, Rod has run his fabricating business at his country home, offering welding and fabrication as well as truck frame extensions. In 2012, the business expanded to include designing, building, and installing power lift hydraulic doors. And in 2015, Power Lift Hydraulic Doors by French Manufacturing Incorporated was established at the Dodge Center Industrial Park location. Power Lift Hydraulic Doors by FMI Inc. currently is serving Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Northern Iowa. No door is too big or too small. We've got you covered with all your Power Lift Hydraulic Door needs. Customer loyalty and quality work is what you can expect from French's Repair and Fabrication Incorporated and Power Lift Doors by French Manufacturing Incorporated. Give us a call at 507-374-9306.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there, whether it's a small or large project, with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna, licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor in Blooming Prairie is the place to go for your next golf cart. And now with two locations, Miners Outdoor can serve you even better. Be sure to check out More Golf and Utility, located just 3 miles east of I-35 in Lakeville. Remember to ask about Club Car's new consumer golf cart, Onward. That's Miners Outdoor in Blooming Prairie and More Golf and Utility in Lakeville.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is always a great day to be joined by Speed from Cookies Barbecues. And when we think summertime and grilling, you think burgers, and Speed, you've got a great burger recipe for a haystack burger.
You betcha. Yeah, I'll tell you what, Clayne, cutting hay and everything, why, we just will have a haystack burger to go along with it. That's probably the reason it's named that. I'll tell you what, there's plenty of stuff in it to enjoy and eat. Again, this recipe will be on cookiesbbq.com and, of course, also on your radio station website. Here we go. We got 3 tablespoons of vegetable oil and 1 medium Vidalia onion or other sweet onion, and you want to dice that thing up. 1 bay leaf, medium-sized red pepper, seeded and diced up real small. Medium-sized carrot and shred that up pretty good. Then 3/4 cup of Cookies mild or medium premium salsa. 1/2 cup Cookies barbecue sauce. Now you can use either the original, the sweet hickory, western style, tangy mustard, or sweet and spicy, whatever you prefer. But just make sure you remember smart cookies use cookies, so make sure you're in that smart cookie category. And 2 tablespoons of chopped cilantro. And then 2 pounds of ground beef, the 80-20 stuff. And then 1/2 teaspoon of Cookies flavor enhancer and 1/4 cup chopped pitted black olives. Then some of that dip bacon and horseradish cheese spread that you get in the refrigerated section. And then about 1.5 cups or so of shredded nice crisp lettuce. Get 6 nice great big buns that are nice and fresh. And what you do is you heat the gas grill to medium high. And then make sure you got either a cast iron or a grill friendly skillet. Put that tablespoon of vegetable oil in there and add the onions and the bay leaf and cook that for about 3 to 4 minutes until the onions have kind of softened up a little bit. Then add the peppers and the shredded carrot and cook that about 3 to 4 minutes till it just softens up a little bit. Then stir in 1/2 the salsa and all the barbecue sauce. Let that simmer for about 5 minutes and stir it occasionally. Then remove that from the heat and then stir in the cilantro. And then set aside while you're getting the burgers ready. Break up the ground beef on a sheet pan and sprinkle flavor enhancer over it and the black olives and the rest of the salsa. And then mix and form the 6 patties. You'll have about 1-inch thick patty, and then put the little dimple in the center there so they don't puff up too much. Then grease up your grill rack a little bit. Grill the patties about 6 to 8 minutes. During the last couple of minutes or so, toasted buns that you're going to throw them on. On the bottom half of each roll, put that horseradish cheese spread and a little bit of lettuce, and then lay the burger, and then top it with lettuce and a little salsa, a little cookie barbecue sauce, and I'll tell you what, you're in for a tasty treat.
Speed, that sounds like a party in a bun.
Oh, it is. It's just to die for, and you're getting the vegetables. You know, you're covering all pretty much all the food groups you need.
Absolutely. All in one place. And also, if they'd like to find out more about all your great products and seasonings, they can go to cookiesbbq.com.
You betcha, and that'll turn the average cook into a renowned chef overnight. Just grab a couple of those recipes on there and tuck them under your pillow and sleep on them, and the next morning you'll be ready to cook.
Napa Know How!
They say April showers bring May flowers. You know what May showers bring? More rain. Thankfully, Bosch Evolution wiper blades are $8 off a pair at Napa. So when things get real wet out there, you've got fresh new Bosch Evolution wiper blades and eight extra bucks in your pocket. Take that, precipitation. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 5/31/17.
Midwest Collision has earned a reputation as the area's collision repair professionals, locally owned with over 40 years of combined experience. If you're involved in an accident, Midwest Collision Center in Faribault can handle all your repairs, all on site. All insurance claims welcome, providing you with a free loaner vehicle while yours is fixed. Call Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., 332-2434.
Hey friends, it's Speed the Sauce Man. At Cookies, sauces and seasonings are our business. Food is our passion. Whether it's on the grill or in the smoker, on the stovetop or in the oven, Cookies makes mealtime better. Our five barbecue sauces, Wings and Things hot sauce, flavor enhancer, taco sauce, and premium salsas are made from the high-quality ingredients that America expects from Cookies, and all of our products are gluten-free. Remember, smart cookies use Cookies.
Cookies is the one.
This your old friend Speed the Sauce Man. Welcome to the Dirt Track segment brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Well, with the weather straightening out, we finally have some race results from all over the area. The Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mods were at Princeton Speedway last Friday night, May 5th. Nathan Kilwine taking the victory over Andy Zimmerman and Bobby Gullickson. Friday night, May 5th, they were also racing at the opener at Granite City Speedway in Sauk Rapids, Minnesota. In the Wasota Modifieds, Clayton Wagaman over Don Ishans and Dave Kane. In the Wasota Midwest Modifieds, Travis Schulte over Aston Schulte and Tyler Keeter. In the Mod 4s, it was Robert Holquist over Trevor Rottinger and Dean Larson. In the Hornets, Eric Cleesby over Jake Smith and Joe Martin. In the Street Stocks, Tim Johnson over Kevin Schmidt and Justin Pagonis. In the Super Stocks, Dave Moss over Shane Sabraski and Dennis Check. Mississippi Thunder in Fountain City, Wisconsin was also racing last Friday, May 5th. In the 600 Modifieds, Joe Provencino over Greg Willets and Cody Gardner. In the Hornet feature, Brandon Gleeder over Rich Lawson and Jason Helgeson. In the Modifieds, it was Cool Hand Luke Lucas Schott over John Doyle and Corey Crasper. In the USRA B-Mods, Parker Hale over Alex Williamson and Eric Cans. In the USRA Hobby Stock feature, Brady Link over Stephen Holthus and Phil Wernert. And in the USRA Limited Late Models, Lance Hofer over Tony Bale and Lance Matthews. They were also racing at Hancock County Speedway in Britt, Iowa last Friday night, May 5th. In the IMCA Modifieds, Austin Wolf over Tom Berry Jr. and Troy Swearingen. In the IMCA Sport Mods, Ty Griffith over Nick Meyer and Colby Fett. And in the Stock Cars, it was Heath Tulp over Derek Green and Pete Alexander. Last Saturday night, May 6th, we attended the races at Fairmont Raceway in Fairmont, Minnesota. In the Hornets, it was Jay DeVries over Bubba Brown and A.J. Moyet. In the IMCA Hobby Stocks, Justin Lunenberg over Parker Larson and Austin Jans. In the Modifieds, Kelly Shyock over Jeff Ignashevsky and Brandon Beckendorf. In the Sport Mods, Jared Baumeister over Matthew Loaf and Jeff Carter. In the Stock Cars, it was Derek Green over Dustin Larson and Kurt Lund. And in the UMSS MSTS 360 Wing Sprint Cars, Lee Gross over Ryan Bickett and Kaylee Garst. They were also racing at Deer Creek Speedway last Saturday night, May 6th. In the USRA Modified feature, Josh Angst over Jason Cummins and Dustin Sorensen. In the Wasota Super Stock division, Tommy Richards over Jeff Brower and Neil Eckert. In the Street Stocks, it was Mike Blowers over Danny Richards and Blake Adams. In the Wasota Midwest Modifieds, Mitch Weiss over Jason Vandekamp and Garrett Whitetaske, and in the USRA B-Mods, Brandon Hare over Jim Chisholm and Trevor Feck. Rice Lake Speedway was also racing last Saturday night, May 6th, in the Modifieds. Jeff Spasek over Steve Hallquist and Mike Anderson. In the Wissota Superstocks, it was Nick Oreskovic over Taryn Spasek and Adam Soltis. In the Midwest Modified feature, Shane Halapka over Denny Cutsforth and Cody Carlson. In the Wissota Street Stocks, Jay Kesson over Hunter Van Gilder and Sam Bankhauser. And in the Pier Stocks, Dustin Doty over Jason Havel and Tucker Quinn. The Jackson Motorplex was also racing last Saturday night, May 6th, for their opener. In the IMCA Mods, Matt Hollerick over Kelly Shryock and Brandon Beckendorf. In the Sport Mods, Dan Poplow over Matthew Loaf and Alex Shuby. In the Stock Cars, the 5L of Dustin Larson over Steven Sabizma and Levi Feltman. In the Hobby Stocks, Justin Lunenberg over Corey Probst and Malik Sampson. And in the Sport Compacts, Jay DeVries over Katie DeVries and Scott Espy. Ogilvy Raceway was also running last Saturday night, May 6th. In the Modified feature, Dustin Nelson over Jody Bellafuel and Dennis Check. In the Wissota Midwest Modifieds, Brandon Merworth over Matt Wiesman and Kyle Matuska. And in the Mod 4s, Dustin Holquist over Tyler Larson and Robert Holquist. In the Super Stocks, it was Dave Moss over Dexton Koch and Dustin Nelson. In the Street Stocks, Jim Gullickson over Kevin Schmidt and Kyle Holland. In the Hornets, it was Joe Martin over Dustin Verkus and Tyler Garbarich. Arlington Raceway in Arlington, Minnesota was racing last Saturday night for their 37th season opener in the IMCA Modified feature. Clint Hattelstead over Tyler Limoges and Tim Pesky. In the IMCA Stock Car feature, Matt Speckman over Chad Schroeder and Dean Cornelius. In the IMCA Race Saver Sprint Cars, Mike Stein over Caleb Johnson and Trevor Service. In the Sport Mod feature, it was Justin Remus over Steve Kroyer and Dustin Englick. In the Outlaw Hobby feature, it was Carl Hewitt Jr. over Kyle Ropke and Dakota Robinson. In the IMCA Hobby Stock feature, the 75C of Corey Probst over Matt Olson and Brad Becker. In the IMCA Sport Compact, it was Alex Dostal with his first feature win ever over Ryan Bryant and Alan Lahr. They were racing at the Sprint Car Capital of the World, Knoxville Raceway. In the 410 feature, it was Ian Madsen over Brian Brown and Tim Kading. In the 360, 18-lap A Main, Clint Gardner over Ryan Roberts and Jamie Ball. In the 305, 15-lap A Main, it was Ryan Levitt over Chris Wolverend and Matt Stevenson. And last Sunday night, May 7th, was opening at Mason City Motor Speedway. In your USRA Modified A Main, Josh Angst over Jason Cummins and Ryan Reuter. In the USRA Stock Cars, Kevin Dolan over Lynn Panis and Luke Sathoff. In the USRA B-Mods, Josh Appel over Jim Chisholm and Jared Baumeister. The USRA Hobby Stock feature winner, Chance Halatz over Matt White and Scott Doble. And in the tuners, it was Devin Jones over Nate Koopman and Ryan Bryant.
Record-breaking yields and low harvest prices. The value of on-farm storage is higher than ever. Start planning for next year now. An on-farm storage system from NASCO Equipment gives you the marketing flexibility to capture the best prices when the timing is right. And that can make a huge difference to your bottom line. Call us, NASCO Equipment, your local Baylin, GSI, and Farm Fans dealer. And make an investment now that will maximize your farm's profitability year after year. Call NASCO Equipment of Fairmont or International Steel Erectors today at 507-235-9506.
Any mechanic, woodworker, or craftsman knows that the right tool makes the job a whole lot easier. And having the right tool means having a choice. Honda's 4-Trax Rancher line of ATVs are premium tools for the jobs you need to do, whether that's on the job site, hunting, exploring, or on the ranch. It's easy for you to choose the right mix of Rancher features, just like reaching for that right tool. So head on down to Trimble Cycle Center in Austin and check out the new 2017 Honda 4-Trax Rancher lineup. Shouldn't all life's choices be that easy? Honda recommends the Rancher for riders 16 years old and older, and recommends that all ATV riders take a training course. Trimble Cycle Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
Get a $13.99 large made-from-scratch specialty pizza at Casey's General Stores right now. Don't miss out on this limited-time-only special. Take advantage of this delicious deal by ordering online at caseystogo.com or using our mobile app.
Don't have the mobile app? Download it right now and receive a free 32-ounce fountain. Enjoy easy online ordering, special coupons, games, and more. Casey's, famous for pizza.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.